brought to you by the new Bose A20 Aviation Headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hello, you're listening to Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. An industry coalition of aviation groups is formed to fight a proposed debt reduction plan that includes aviation taxes. We're speaking today with Aircraft Electronics Association President Paula Dirks to find out more. Paula, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Glenn, for having me.
Now, let's paint a quick picture here. What exactly is the proposal, and how realistic is it at this point?
Well, this is a proposal set forth by President Obama back in late September. It is his job stimulation and deficit reduction plan called Living Within Our Means and Investing in the Future, the President's Plan for Economic Growth and Deficit Reduction. What concerns the aviation industry, and I might add, concerns the nearly every segment of the aviation industry, both commercial and general aviation, is that within this plan, there is a call for numerous aviation taxes for the industry that we as a coalition that has very recently been formed, and again, this is comprised of about 30 different organizations, both representing the commercial airlines and just about every segment of general aviation, including a few labor unions. We have formed a coalition to speak out against these taxes. The plan's calling for, on the general aviation side, a $100 per flight fee to help stimulate in the plan, in President Obama's plan, job growth and to help pay down debt. And as well, on the airline side, a passenger tax that will, in our view, it will really hurt an already fragile industry.
To be clear, this $100 per flight fee, we're talking about anybody who hops into the airplane, including Joe $100 burger, just hopping in their Cessna and going for a joyride. That $100 fee is meant
no,
to apply?
This is for aviation operators who fly into controlled airspace.
Okay. All right.
It exempts public aircraft, recreational, piston aircraft, air ambulances, and any aircraft, obviously, operating outside of controlled airspace.
Okay, and I understand that part of the plan also includes the appropriation of about $1 billion towards NextGen. Is that supported by these taxes, or is that separate?
That is separate, and, you know, obviously, our industry applauds the administration for including that funding of right around $1 billion to support the modernization of our air transportation system. But at the same time, we feel that we are, you know, obviously being penalized by incorporating a user fee scheme basically onto our industry while they're trying to modernize our air transportation system. Again, it's another stab at our industry that is just struggling, trying to get a foothold back onto a recovery, like so many other industries in the United States.
So it's a feeling of the industry groups represented in this coalition that that payment for the next gen should come from outside the taxes somewhere.
Well, outside this proposed new taxes in the president's plan. We're already paying our fair share of taxes. I think as most aviation enthusiasts know, we pay at the pump. In general aviation, we pay when we fuel our airplanes, a certain amount of the taxes go into the aviation trust fund, and that has for years and will continue to fund the airport improvement program, the Federal Aviation Administration, and will also support the next-gen modernization program. We're also willing to work on an increase in fuel taxes as well. We have all stated that over the last 18 months. That new now is on top of the fuel tax plan that is already in place and is working fine. And it basically, our current funding method is not broke. And so this is an attempt, I think, to try to fix something that is certainly not broke. And to us, it's just an unfair portrait that the president is continually painting of our industry instead of highlighting the number of Americans, and I'm speaking here for the general aviation industry, the approximately 1.5 million highly skilled workers that are currently employed in our industry and the number of airplanes we are manufacturing and exporting to other countries, this, as you know, is a very highly competitive industry, and we are in competition with other countries, and this new tax, as proposed, we feel will definitely be a detriment to our industry.
And it's my understanding that the tax is proposed not just in October, but maybe getting a boost from the need for the Congressional Super Committee and committee to come up with some sort of debt reduction plan, and that this is being included in part of that push. Is the money that's supposed to be generated from this going toward some sort of generic debt reduction, as you understand it, or is it being applied to something within the industry, within the FAA, within NextGen?
As far as I know, basically, the White House is stating that these fees, that they are estimating that this $100 per flight fee and then the passenger fees would generate, I think, an estimated $11 billion over the next 10 years that would basically go into reducing overall debt. So we feel like the aviation industry, both commercial and general aviation, are being singled out to help, you know, reduce the national debt. While we all realize it's part of our duty as U.S. citizens to cut our spending and grow the economy, this is not the way to do it. We are trying as hard as we can to grow, again, speaking for the general aviation industry, because that's the group my association represents. We are looking to grow our industry through, you know, new avionics technologies, new airframes being developed and manufactured, and in turn, creating more and more jobs for Americans. But if these taxes are incorporated, and if the super committee approves this in the president's plan, and the president's plan is passed, we strongly feel this will severely hurt our industry, causing job losses and a huge loss of competitiveness in the industry.
Okay, so where do we go from here? If pilots and industry groups beyond the nearly 30 that you've already accumulated to fight this want to join in the fight or make their voices heard, how can they effectively do that?
The best way that they can do that is to contact their elected representatives, both in the House and the Senate. Make sure their members of the House and the members of the Senate belong to their respective general aviation caucuses. This is a very strong growing group within both the House and the Senate that supports general aviation causes. And we do have quite a few members of both the House and Senate who are taking this, to heart and agree with us that these taxes, and I don't even want to call them taxes, they are user fees is what it is. It's a user fee scheme, and they will hurt the industry. And there are some congressmen and senators who are siding with us and telling the White House this is not right and it will not work. And this is, you know, this is not a party issue. This is just an economic issue that it's going to hurt American jobs. And you know, the irony of it is the whole plan is supposed to stimulate growth and help the economy, and it's going to do just the opposite if this is implemented. So I would suggest to your readers that if they, you know, to read as much about this as they can, but the best thing they can do is send an email or a simple phone call to their elected representative and tell them to please remove the user fee, the $100 per flight fee, and the passenger tax fee from the president's deficit reduction plan.
We've been speaking with Paula Dirks, president of the Aircraft Electronics Association. I'm Glenn Pugh for avweb.com. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset, Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.